I caress the serpent's scales, and the creature vibrates. Mara serpents don't have hearts, Fallon. They're animals, dangerous and insensitive. Our flora and fauna professor, Signora Decima, had boxed my ears with these decrees. But this one must feel. Flames spark in my peripheral vision.
Move your face to the right, or I will burn you and it.
No!
My voice is hoarse, yet carries to the fire fey on the bridge with the extended palms. The serpent's body hardens. I stroke my hand down its neck and whisper,
go!
It doesn't. I push it away.
Go!
Still, it doesn't move. But then suddenly, its coiled body falls away from my legs, and it whimpers.
What have you...
My words turn to breath as I spot Nonna wriggling her fingers as though wielding puppet strings. She's growing the floral vines wrapped around the bridge, transforming them into ropes. They scurry around the harmless dragon and snare it. The serpent whines as my grandmother hauls his body out of the water.
Nonna, no!
Get out of the water, Fallon.
It wasn't
out!
Her voice bursts with nerves that strum my already frantic pulse. I swim to the embankment. The onlookers are still, as though someone has cast a spell over the kingdom and turned everyone to stone. I grab the slick cobbles and heave my wet body out, flopping onto my back to catch my breath.
I'm safe. Now let it go, Nonna, please.
Blood has begun to dribble from where the vines dig into its scales.
Nonna, please!
She snaps out of her daze, and the vines release the serpent, who plummets with a soft whine. Veins of fire coat the commander's palm.
What magic does your granddaughter wield, Ceres?
Kindness. That is Fallon's only magic.